I pray, and I meditate. And when I was young, prayer was much different. It was much more like a list to Santa Claus. You know, it was not a personal experience. It wasn't a powerful connection. And I'm so grateful for, you know, everything in my life that's come before this to bring me to this place of peace, to this place that I can operate, you know, not just from my left brain, but from a whole brain, left and right, and from a place of, yes, instinct, nothing wrong with that. Yes, intellect, it's fun to read books and learn, and I'm a lifelong learner, going to classes. But then from that place of intuition, where, a teacher could be saying something, and if my intuition is telling me, Kim, that's not for you, then that's not for me. And now I can trust it. Now I can trust it. So when you find yourself in the ER and the doctor's scaring the bejeebies out of you about something that could be possibly wrong with your child, and you can tap in, as I have, this happened not too long ago, I tapped into, no. And likewise, you know, I was at a game and a friend of my son was in a scuffle as part of the game, and my strong sense was his finger's broken. And so while the parents are like, "Oh, you're okay. I went over to the parents and I said, "Why don't you just go to the ER and get an x-ray. Just get an x-ray just in case." And it was broken. So these are the kind of things. It's like, you know, I went to a class with Carolyn Mace, and I've studied with her quite a bit. Love Carol, that's my mom's name. And there was a class up at Omega Institute, and it was called Mystics Out, Living a Life as a Mystic Out of a Monastery. And so our whole point was, you know, live your life, be the mother, be the father, be the teacher, be the grandmother, be the sister, be the whatever you're doing in your life. And you can do that and serve. And we can serve in so many ways. And as Mother Teresa said, you know, I may not be able to do great things, but I could do many small things. And so we don't know the impact that we have on people. You know, there's a ripple effect. And we don't know the kind words that we say to someone. I heard an amazing story this past Sunday, and a gentleman was sharing that he was on the road with his assistant, and he's a speaker. He's an awesome speaker. And it was time to stop, get a bite to eat. And so he loves ribs, and he was going to, you know, normally if it was between ribs and Subway, he would stop at ribs. And so what came out of his mouth was Subway. And he was like, "What?" Like, it surprised himself but he followed his guidance. And turns out he shared something with a girl there who just, you know, happened to meet, and shared a book with her. And it turns out that
test,
she had tried to commit suicide the night before. And the book that he gave her hope that she was meant to be around. And so it turned her life around. So we don't know the bigger picture. And I don't know that we're meant to know. I don't think it's important necessarily that we know. But when we live from a life of inspiration, you know, maybe you're saving a life. Maybe the decisions that you make when it's time for you to usher your parents or loved one or even a pet, you know. Those of us who have pets, we love our pets. They're part of our families. And when it comes time for them to make their transition, when we can tap in, it just happened to me a couple months ago with our Bonnie and being able to come back to a place. Yeah, I would perhaps fall into grief and sadness, and that's fine. Those are emotions. They're not meant to be shunned. They're meant to be acknowledged. Yeah, I'm sad. My dog's sick. This is my daughter's dog. You know, this is going to be a death for all of us. Transition. And to be able to tap into that place of, and this is a dog, so it's not like she could talk to us, but to tap into that place of, what are her wishes? How can we serve her? And then to not only you do it, but do it as a family unit. That's the most powerful. And so, you know, as a parent, we do our best every day. As a teacher, we do our best every day. We're not perfect. At the end of the day, we can kind of look back and say where I could have done it better. And yesterday I had a thought of, could have done that a little better. And then I kind of replayed it in my mind. And so next time I'll do it better. It wasn't horrific, but, you know, things get easier. Things can get easier. Things can get more joyful. Things can get more connected. And so when these questions come up, which job should I take? Is this marriage salvageable? Should I allow my daughter to go on an overnight trip with her friends to the shore after prom? What's wrong with my child? Do I need to go to the ER because of this fever, or can it wait till morning? What do I do with my parent now? They fought the good fight, and now they're on life support. What do I do? Friends, these questions are much easier when you've lived a life of tuning in, of making it an effort to be in alignment, to starting your day intentionally. And so that in your life, in your health, in your wealth, in your business, in your family, you can trust that still small voice that is your intuition, that's coming from the highest place. If it feels expansive, if it feels like the truth is expansive. Coming from a place of fear kind of has a closing in quality. Closing in on you makes you feel worse. Is it easy? It wasn't for me. Might be for you. Was not for me, but it is now. So it is doable. And what's possible for one, I believe is possible for many. But it could be that red-tailed hawk totem that I have. But that's a good thing. So what do we teach our kids? We teach our kids that if they have a feeling about something, about a person. You know, I learned this from my daughter. She is a drama-free zone. I've told this to coaches. I've told this to different people. And they kind of looked at me like, what? Like, she's a teenage girl. That's impossible. And then they got to observe her for a while. And they're like, wow. Not only is she a drama-free zone, why? Because she trusts her intuition. She may not even call it that. You know, I've called it different things. You know, you get to know your kids and what terminology works for them. But she trusts herself. You know, we're not put here to have our kids trust our guidance system. We're not going to be there every step of the way. We're not going to be there at school when somebody offers them something that may be illegal. We're not going to be there. But if we've had these conversations, if we've had these empowering conversations, if we've taught our kids that we trust them to make the right choices, and for them to trust their still small voice, their gut feeling, we can just avoid so many, you know, it just doesn't need to be, it's not even avoiding it. It's just not going to be a part of their experience. You know, so often we hear of, you know, victims of crimes. Well, I had a feeling I shouldn't go to that, you know, into the parking garage, or that I shouldn't get into that elevator. Something didn't seem right about that guy. You know, so many times we hear that. And why do people? Because they're overriding their intuition. They're overriding it. Because why? Because they're trained to be a good girl? No way. No way. No way. Our intuition must come first. Our gut feeling, wherever that's coming from. It's so important for us to teach our kids that, to trust themselves, to know that they have they're covered. And of course, as their parents, we always have their backs. We always have their backs. We always have their backs. So I hope that this has served you. I hope that you can serve your family, your friends. There are so many things. And so that it doesn't have to get to to the atrocities, the horrific things that happen every day with kids, with families. You know, there are lots of things happening, lots of negative things that we could be focusing on. But I say, let's focus on empowering ourselves. Let's focus on empowering our kids. Let's focus on empowering our teams, our classrooms, our communities, our countries, our world. And so it is. So I just want to wish everyone a wonderful week. If you're not already a member of our Raising Conscious Kids Global Network, so please join us at raisingconsciouskids.com as a welcome gift. I will send you out the interview that I did with the one and only amazing Marianne Williamson. And that is called The Role of Parent as a Spiritual Guide. And my intention is to just add extreme value for you, because you are the superhero. You are raising the next generation of our leaders, of our artists, of our intellectuals, of our poets, of our actors, of our doctors, of our attorneys. And folks, we need to turn this around, and it's time to turn it around now. So many blessings to all of you. And as you know, I like to end with an old Irish blessing. This is how my Uncle Bill ended his services each Sunday. An old Irish blessing. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, and the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams. And
contract since last August, and today they officially went on strike. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
When Donald Trump says he won't tweet so much if he's elected president.
It is a powerful thing. I mean,
as president, though.
No, I wouldn't be doing it.
You wouldn't?
Or I would do it very little. I wouldn't. It's different. But right now, if I'm fighting one of my opponents, I can tweet out things or my feelings.
The frontrunner for the Republican nomination for president, appearing with his family on a CNN town hall last night, said his tweets are fine, but the retweets sometimes are a little bit shaky. Trump appearing with his wife Melania, daughters Ivanka and Tiffany, and sons Donald Jr. and Eric. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has a 10-year plan to connect billions of people to the Internet. Zuckerberg laying out his plan in a keynote speech at the social networking giant's F8 Developers Conference in San Francisco, talking about Facebook's aims to reach the world's population of 7 billion people, half of whom don't have the Internet. And tonight's the final game for Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant. He plays his final game at home against the Utah Jazz. He's retiring after 20 seasons. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The governor of North Carolina says an executive order revising the state's controversial bathroom law strikes a balance between privacy and equality. Big corporations like PayPal and Apple speaking up against the law passed 3 weeks ago, which has been criticized as anti-LGBT. The executive order signed maintains gender-specific bathrooms in government buildings and schools, but lets businesses come up with their own bathroom policies. Donald Trump says the nomination process is rigged on both sides. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Trump speaks at a rally in central New York in the city of Rome, where the GOP frontrunner rails against how delegates were awarded to Ted Cruz in Colorado.
They didn't have an election. That system is set up so that the crooked politicians can make sure they get somebody in that's not, you know, part of what we're doing.
His rival Cruz sweeping the state's delegates over the weekend. Those delegates are awarded by the party at its state convention. Trump also criticizing the Democratic Party's system of using superdelegates to determine its nominee. Trump says he's no fan of Bernie Sanders, but
he keeps winning. And then you listen to the people and the pundits, and they say he has no chance of winning. I said, what's going on?
USA's Chris Barnes reporting an informal second line parade through New Orleans going to honor former Saints lineman Will Smith tonight. Starts at 6 local time, winding up with an unofficial memorial to the 34-year-old Smith who was shot and killed over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, hello. This is Kim Primatic here. Raising Conscious Kids Radio is coming up next. For now, I want to share with you the weather here in Flemington, New Jersey. Today, it is sunny. We're going to have a high of 58 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight, mostly clear, then patchy frost with a low going down to 34. Not in spring officially yet. Thursday, patchy frost, then sunny with a high of 60. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low again of 32. And then Friday, sunny, 61 is the high. Looks like it's going to be a little bit warmer for the weekend, and maybe this will be the last of the frost. We'll see. So again, this is Kim Pramatic here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Please stay tuned for Raising Conscious Kids Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. But first, word from our sponsors. That's how we pay our bills, and we appreciate them so much. So stay tuned. Thanks so much.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
And good morning, good morning. This is Kim Pramatic, and I want to welcome you to Raising Conscious Kids Radio here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. It's always a delight to come into your homes and cars and wherever today, and I appreciate your taking the time. There are a lot of things you could be doing with your time right now, and I appreciate your choosing to spend it here with us and here with me. So if you've been following Raising Conscious Kids Radio for a while, you know about us. But for those of you who are new, I just want to take just a few moments and tell you about how it came to be and what are we doing here. So I have a background in, way back when in IT. I did that for many years and loved it. And then I had kids, and everything changed for me. And probably because I lost my mom right after I graduated from college, being a parent, it was that more and is that much more special and precious and sacred to me. So I chose to take a couple years off. We planned it, my husband and I, so that I could stay home with our kids because, number one, grandma wasn't there to help out, and number two, I thought, you know, I really see how fleeting time can be and how precious time is. And, you know, you could think you have all this time in the world with somebody, and sometimes you don't. So so that's why I chose to take that time with my kids. And And just hearing other parents and teachers and stuff like, oh, it goes so fast. And I'm not one of those people to, like, wish away the days or anything like that, as you know if you've heard me more than once. But my daughter's 18 and my son is 14, and it is astounding to me that, you know, my daughter's in college now. So for those of you with youngsters, with babies, and I know it's such a rigorous time, and it's physically demanding and emotionally demanding, just enjoy it, because each phase, you know, just enjoy each phase as much as you can. So when my son was a couple years old, I got the opportunity. I was really into the birth of my daughter really propelled my personal growth, my self-development. I really was very much left brain with my IT background and corporate background and schooling and everything. And I knew there was something else, something that would just serve me, serve my family. For me, it was personal growth, personal development. And so, as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And so my life has just been amazing synchronicities, to that extent. So I started corporate training, to make a long story short, which led me into coaching, because I said, I see these people once a month. I really get a feel, I had a sense that I could help them even more if I could talk to them more than once a month. So I started coaching, and when it came time to really look at the whole online world, this was several years ago, I said, I've done trainings, I've done schooling my whole life, so I got a coach. And she really helped me, get an online presence. And she said, well, if you had to pick one area, Kim, what's the one area that you want to start with? And we did a meditation process. It was part of a group. And really what came to me is serving kids, serving parents. I always said, it doesn't matter how much money I've made or will make in my life. My crowning jewel, my crowning achievement is raising my kids and, having a happy family. So that's how Raising Conscious Kids was born. It started out as a telesummit. And actually, if you're a member of our community or if you're not, I actually interviewed a bunch of people, but one of the people was Marianne Williamson. I think she has 6 New York Times number one best-selling books, and she's an acclaimed speaker worldwide. And so you can pick up that interview that I did with her on the role of parent as a spiritual guide at raisingconsciouskids.com. It's my gift to you when you join our global community. We have people from many, many countries around the globe, and it's just our intention to be conscious about raising this next generation of our world here. Parents, teachers, coaches, we are the superheroes of today. You don't have to look to the comic strips anymore. We are the superheroes. The single mother who's raising 3 kids and, doing her best to manage it all and navigate it all. The divorced dad who is raising his boys. The mom who had a corporate career and just got laid off and now she's trying to find her way. The coach who doesn't have kids yet, but is, we're entrusting the coaches with our kids and, to teach them and to mold them and to give them, not only be fierce competitors and, gracious in winning, but what does it mean to lose and to be gracious losers? And so, there are so many people that are in our community, and it's just my intention to provide, the leading edge authors, topics, telesummits, video summits, all the tools that I wish I had that were available, 19 years ago when I was pregnant with my daughter. We had What to Expect When You're Expecting, the book, and maybe a couple other ones. It was not a robust section. The parenting section was not robust back in those days because I was reading the books. And so we're so, such a different time now, and it's such an amazing time to be here. So we're all about empowering you with information, inspiration, because raising our kids, I believe, I agree with Oprah, it's the most challenging job on the planet, but it is possible to do and to do it well. And so that's what we're doing here. So like I said, join us at raisingconsciouskids.com. I don't send out a lot of emails because I don't like to spend a lot of time in my own email box deleting emails. And, so I try to just send out meaningful updates, maybe once a week, maybe not even. So, and if you're on my list, you know that I don't send out a lot of emails. But I do want to pass along the best information. I'm also on Twitter now as Kim Pramatic, getting more into that. Twittersphere, is that what you call it? And on Instagram a bit as Kim Pramatic. And then my Facebook account I set up a long time ago, and I guess I was more formal. I was Kimberly Pramatic then. So reach out and connect with me on social media as well. That would be awesome. So we've been talking about intuition. I was honored to be a guest speaker on an Empowering Your Intuition video summit. And I have actually, last week, I interviewed the host of the summit, 21 experts. She scoured literally the globe. You'll hear all different kinds of awesome accents. And it's a video summit, so that's cool. It's in 20-minute bite-size, snackable size interviews. So they're like 20, 25 minutes, usually about 20. So she's really brought together 21 experts to talk about empowering your intuition, our intuition in our lives, in our businesses, in our families, that was me, and in our health, all kinds of things. And each of the guests gave a gift. So how awesome is that? So everything's free. You can go to tinyurl.com/intuition. No, RCK intuition. So let me say that again. tinyurl.com/RCK, stands for Raising Conscious Kids, intuition, INTUITION. And there you can grab your pass, all access pass for all the experts, the interviews. You can download them and to get everybody's gift. Melissa is allowing that. She just extended it for us last week, which was very nice. It was supposed to end last Sunday, but she's extending it through the end of April. So if you haven't checked that out, and Melissa is just an amazing, amazing woman and mother that I've been colleagues with now for at least 5 years. So she is awesome. So we've been talking about intuition. It's made me think about intuition. And, you know, when you focus on something, that expands. And so what I want to talk about today are a couple things. I just really want to dig deeper into intuition. And I also want to talk about how do we know where that idea is coming from? How can we trust that it is indeed our highest guidance and you know, to tell the difference? Because that really, you know, the summit is awesome, and there are lots of tools, and everybody from all over the world is giving you their tips. But it really made me think, you know, taking it a step deeper. Sometimes on Raising Conscious Kids Radio, we go broad. We could be talking about, you know, broccoli or, you know, sometimes we go broad in topics and sometimes we go deep. And today we're going deep. And the last show, I actually talked about intuition and how it's impacted my life. But what's come up for me this week is to talk about how do we know if it's coming from our highest good. So let's take a step back before we start talking about that. I did a little bit of reading, a little bit of research, a little bit of prayer, a little bit of meditation. And I was reading something interesting. I was doing a on-site day-long workshop, a retreat. We called it a soulful retreat. My colleague from Omega Institute up in Rhinebeck, New York, came down to New Jersey, and we led a soulful retreat here at the Red Mill in Clinton, and it was just beautiful. And so I had gotten a book on intuition at Borders when it was open, since closed. And so I started just kind of paging through that again, like, oh, what, you know, where was I at then, and what was going on, and what does this guy have to say, And so I thought it was pretty interesting, and the book is on intuition. And so the author is Osho. I'd never heard of him until I went to Barnes & Noble. And so he talks about the three different levels. And so there's a level of instinct. And when I say instinct, what do you think of? Animals, usually, right? So the instinct is of the body, and he tells an interesting story about crocodiles. I think, was it crocodiles or alligators? Well, we'll have to see if Bindi calls in. So it's one of them. And let's say alligators. No, I want to say crocodiles. So the crocodile has the babies, and the father will eat them. And so the mother has a bigger mouth, and she hides the babies. She may have like 12 babies. She puts them in her mouth. So she literally is hiding the babies in her mouth from the father. And so he was, talking about the story, and, you know, it's like, we think of it as humans, like, wah. But really, what is that? That's instinct. There's no moral compass. I don't think the other animals are sitting around judging them, or, you know, there's no trial going on. They're not going to be put to death or something, you know. It's just instinct. And it's fascinating to look at that kind of, like, abhorrent scenario, like the dads eating the children, you know, because we're coming at it from a human perspective, but that is their instinct. And so, you know, so many things, when we think about instinct, we think about animals. But there's also the instinct of the body, right? The human body. And so there's a level of functioning that isn't really, we're not necessarily aware of, you know, when we get scared, what happens? You know, there's an adrenaline is released from the heart area, and, you know, and everything kind of happens so fast with the brain and the heart and the adrenals right there. And so it's the fight or flight. We don't have control over that. You know, that's instinct. And so many things happen behind the scenes that we don't bring our consciousness to. And that's what we call instinct. So he kind of puts that at the body level. And I'm like, okay, I can jive with that. Then there's the next level, or another level, and that is the intellect. Okay, so when we think about intellect, we think about, you know, the mind, right? So these are the things, primarily I think about the left brain. The left brain is for reasoning and logic. The right brain is more creative and free-flowing. So when we think about intellect, we think about the mind, and so that's another area from which we can operate. And you know, I was kind of raised in a very left brain household. You know, nothing wrong with that. It was, you know, everything was, not everything, but, you know, things were structured. You know, it brings kind of a sense of safety, as we know. Like, kids benefit from a structured environment, you know, having routines and, you know, that kind of thing, knowing what to expect. And so that's from the area of the intellect. And some people stay in their intellect their whole lives, and, you know, if they're happy, that's cool. And then the next level is intuition. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. So he's putting these at different levels. Like, he's putting instinct as lowest, intellect in the middle, and intuition as the highest. To me, that's kind of a rating system. That's kind of a judgment. You know, if somebody wants to stay in their intellect their whole lives, that's cool. You know, that we all get to choose, right? I can tell you firsthand that when I made the choice to, this is almost 20 years ago now, when I made the choice to really, like, explore intuition, it was from my teacher, Patrick Collard, and I could see that he was operating, yes, a bit of instinct, yes, some intellect, but I could see there was this whole dimension that I didn't know anything about, so I thought. And I've told what it's like sometimes when you meet someone like Eckhart Tolle, like just being in his presence just activates something, just kind of opens something up within you that you didn't even know was possible, you know, just a sense of peace. And, of course, that's a sense of presence, right? So intuition is just another level of operating. And since then, I've studied with, you know, amazing people like Sonia Choquette out in Chicago. She's also number one. She has books on the number one New York Times bestselling list. And she's a Hay House author. And she was actually a guest on my Raising Conscious Kids Telesummit as well. And she's just an amazing, amazing person. And her kind of quote, and she's not alone, is, you know, she would say that your sixth sense is your intuition. And she would say that something along the lines of, you know, your sixth sense, you know, can be considered as your first sense. A lot of tongue twisters in that. So in other words, you know, we have our awesome five senses here in the physical plane, and they're wonderful, and they give us all kinds of information. But there's another level to operate from, and that's intuition. And, you know, it's nicknamed the sixth sense. Hey, there's even a movie on that, right? So the million-dollar question for me that I've kind of been playing with lately, how to know if this is actually intuition coming from my highest good, or is this something masquerading itself as my intuition and possibly coming from a lower level energy from, you know, perhaps fear or something like that. So that's what I've been delving into. That's what I want to share with you today. It is already time for a commercial. And so we're going to continue this discussion on intuition. And really, what's the goal with intuition? The goal of intuition is to, for me, it's just another way of being. Yes, it's more peaceful. It's more joyful. It's so much more relaxed. I could finally resign as manager of the universe, which is such a fulfilling role. Like, we could really control everything anyway. So for me, that's been the blessing of intuition. So I just, when we come back, I'm going to share that with you. Stay tuned with Raising Conscious Kids Radio. This is Kim Pramatic, and we'll be right back after these messages from our amazing sponsors.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hello, hello. This is Kim Pramatic with Raising Conscious Kids Radio, and we are back. We're talking about intuition today. So how do we know where our intuition is coming from? How do we know that it's that still small voice of divine inspiration, right? How do we know? Well, the journey that I've been on to answer this question in the last couple of weeks, I started to think about, well, we have kind of an emotional scale, right? We have all different emotions that we can be operating from. And for myself and my own life and for my coaching clients and for just anything that I'm talking about, one of the main things that's important is managing our energy. And what does that mean? It means having an awareness of our emotions. So what does that look like? Well, let's talk about some emotions. You know, there's been a lot of work done on emotions. There have been scales. There's all kinds of things. So when we talk about the lowest level of vibrational emotion, what would that be? It would be fear, right? It would be fear. So when we're in fear, it's pretty difficult to hear that still small voice because there's too much mind chatter going on. I talk a lot about mind chatter in my interview with Melissa at the Empower Your Intuition Summit. And if you haven't had gotten access to that, you can get it at tinyurl.com/RCK intuition. So I talk a lot about that mind chatter and that monkey mind. And that is not, it can be normal. It used to be my normal, but it's not my normal anymore. Through personal development work, through my work with various amazing teachers and my own really focus and intention to be rid of it. Actually, a friend of mine, Robin, did me a big favor and let me know that she didn't have that anymore. And she's very type A personality. I could really relate. And I said, if she doesn't have it anymore with her, you know, type A plus personality like mine, I'm a recovering type A plus personality. Then if she doesn't have it anymore, then it's possible for me, right? Because I believe that what's possible for one is possible for, well, me. So yeah, fear is at the lowest level. And so what does that look like? It can be grief, you know, if, you know, what's going on in your life, that, you know, a lot of things can be going on, depression. So that's at the lowest end of the emotional scale. And it's not somewhere that anybody wants to stay. Coming up the ladder, there's hatred, there's jealousy, there's shame, there's guilt, there's apathy, discouragement, worry. This is coming up. So if you're feeling worried, it's actually better than being in fear. It's higher on the vibratory scale. And then as we're getting out of the trenches of the emotional, it can come into overwhelmment, frustration, boredom. Now, wouldn't you rather be bored than in hatred or jealousy, right? Then comes contentment, hope, optimism, belief, faith, appreciation, love, and joy. So I just took up the whole emotional scale. And why is this important? Well, to know where our intuition is coming from, to really get that highest guidance, to hear that still small voice, we need to be in the proximity of it. It is really helpful. I mean, it's possible to hear intuition coming from revenge, but what do you think a softer thought from revenge is going to be? Maybe about revenge. You know, that's not our highest guidance. It may make one feel a little better, but it's not our highest guidance. So it's really helpful. The first step is to really look at the emotional scale, be aware of where you're sitting when you're thinking about things, because what, let's bring some practicality to it. When do we use intuition? Well, we use it for a lot of things. Like, say, for instance, which home do you want to buy? Is it time to sell your home? Is it time to sell a stock? Right? These are all practical things that can happen. Another one can be, is this boy safe for your daughter to go out with? That's a tricky one. Is this the right doctor for you? Which, if you're just talking about, you know, going for a teeth cleaning, it's one thing. But what about if there's a diagnosis and it scares the living crap out of you? Then how to get back to that place of intuition. Whew, it's tough. It's tough. Many of us, you know, my parents have both passed. Gone on to glory, I heard somebody from the South say. I thought, ah, that's so beautiful. Ah, so beautiful. But so my parents had both passed. And when my mom passed, it was a much different scenario. You know, this was, you know, I was 21 years old. What did I know about life? You know, a little bit. Luckily, I had taken a course on death and dying as one of my courses in college. And so we had had discussions about, you know, what our wills would be, what we would want to happen. But that's a lot to put on a 21-year-old's shoulders. And my mom was one of my best friends. So, yeah, it was really, really rough to get to a place of peace where I could help my dad make the decisions about my mom. It was a full-time job, and I was working at the time. I had just started working. And so to get to a place, and I know many of you probably have parents that, you know, you're making decisions. You're making decisions on, you know, can they live alone? Is it time to, you know, what do you do? And to really connect with that higher guidance, to really connect with them, maybe they can't even communicate with you anymore. These are the things, you know, these are the things that most of us are going to have to face in our life. And it's so much easier to develop that intuition muscle. It's just a muscle like anything else. It's just when you give attention toward it, you're going to grow it. It's going to become easier. When my dad took a fall, and he was 94 years old, God bless him, still living in his own home. He was a lot older than my mom. And when they got married, and who would have thought that she would have passed far, far before him? And she did. And so when my dad, you know, living alone, took a fall, and he wasn't as coherent as he normally was. He was sharp as a tack till 94, till he took the fall. And, you know, things happened, and I'm so thankful that I had done all this work, that I could connect to my intuition, to his desires, you know, when he wasn't as responsive as one would like one to be. You know, I sometimes watch the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. She's adorable. One of my friends actually grew up with her, and so I started watching it. And one of the things that you see time and time and time again on the show is the grief that people live with because they had to make a decision at the end because they're not sure if they did the right thing. And the decision, the choices that they make at the very end of life, where, you know, it's an enormous, enormous blessing to be able to usher someone to the other side. I'm just remembering being there with my dad. And I knew it was a Saturday, and I had the nurses tell him he was in Pennsylvania and we live in New Jersey and the kids had school and my husband had work and, you know, I could take off when I need to because that's one of the beauties of being self-employed. But I did some work and I just kept telling the nurses, tell him we're coming in this Saturday. Tell him we're coming in this Saturday. And so each day I would call and say, tell him it's Tuesday, you know, however many more days till Saturday and we'll be there. You know, it's Friday. Tell him we'll be there tomorrow. And so there we were the next day. And I just knew that I had made way for that still small voice. And I knew that was going to be his time. And so my whole family, we each got to say, you know, not goodbye necessarily, but like share a memory and to just share our appreciation with him. And, you know, he had shared with us what he saw. He had seen, this was a couple weeks before, you know, we got a glimpse into the hereafter. He said, oh, I see it. A meadow, and it's a beautiful green pasture. it's so bright and beautiful and so sunny and it's just beyond. And he was a great storyteller, so I'm not doing the story justice, but, and so we got a glimpse to what, where he was going and just to make it okay. And just to be that one that ushers him over. And we were planning on staying there till about 4:30 in the afternoon, that, you know, because it was Saturday and I had a plan, and then we were going to go to the lake and get potato pancakes and pierogies. And it was, so we were staying till 4:30, and I got a very strong intuitive hit, like in my heart, and just a knowing came across me, and it was like, go get the pierogies now. And I looked at the clock and I said to myself, I'm like, it's only 2:30. We're going to stay until 4:30. So we were just, you know, spending time and just laughing and, you know, just joking around, like my family is a bunch of jokers. So, you know, that would be what we, you know, that's the ideal way to go, you know, as you have always been. So I knew he could hear us. And I got, no, my intuitive hit was strong. It probably took 3 times. All right, maybe 4. And the hit was, go get pierogies. Go get your potato pancakes. And so I kind of shared with my family, and they know. I said, I'm kind of getting the vibe. That's the language we use. Kind of getting the vibe that...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month.
please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
At least 16 people are injured by an explosion on a bus in Jerusalem. It's not immediately clear if the explosion is terror-related. At least 15 people were injured after another bus nearby was damaged, with two people in critical condition. The chairman of the Republican National Committee says he will not be bullied by Donald Trump. USA Radio's John DeMaster has the story.
There's no room for threatening the delegates or the convention or anybody that would be going to our national